and I scream at her. I go, stop. And this woman swings around, sees a former tight end from Stanford University barreling down on her. She drops her clipboard, pins herself against the wall, and she goes, what's wrong? I go, ma'am, I am on that plane. And she goes, no, you're not. And I said, you don't understand. I tell you I'm on that plane. She goes, sir, I am sorry. We have given away all the seats. You cannot get on this plane. It's impossible. She didn't know my mama. So I put my hand on my hip. And I said, ma'am, my mama told me ain't no such thing as impossible. Switched my hands and I said, and my grandmama told me. Black people have been making a way out of no way for a long time. And my great-grandmama. We call her Big Mama, ma'am. She is a Christian woman. And she told me, I can do all things. Can I get a witness? I can do all things. And before I could finish that quote from Philippians, before I could get deep up in the Bible, she goes, stop, sir, please stop. We can't have any air rage, sir, please. She goes, you're right, okay, you're right. There's one seat left on the plane. And if it's acceptable, sir, if it's acceptable, it's in first class. I took my tie and I dabbed the sweat off my brow. And I looked at her and I said, that'll be acceptable. And so she opens the door. And I'm an 80s TV guy. And I had to walk like George Jefferson because I just moved on up. And I'm now going on down. And the woman at the gate, at the plane, says to me indignantly, sir, hurry up, please. We need to take off. Where are you sitting?